Well, hello and welcome to the Profit Express. I'm Tim Healy. I'm inviting you to join me each and every Wednesday so you can be prepared to win the battle for business. That's right. Welcome aboard. Now, what better way to win the battle for business than playing Can You Guess the Business Icon? That's right. And who better to play it with than fan favorite improv comedic genius Scott Baker, who's one half of the improv comedy team Baker and Mark. So listen, if you're a fan and a follower of the show, you certainly know Scott Baker, and it's been too long since I've had him on. So Scott, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show for I don't know how many visits this is, but here you are, and it's time to play Can You Guess the Business Icon? Scott Baker, how are you today?
I am great, and thank you, because all kidding aside, I love being on your show. I am a platinum member. That's how many times I've been on the show. That's right.
Really? I don't know how many interviews or appearances platinum equates to, but it sounds kind of important.
I got a mug.
True. Let's not brag about that, because not every guest gets a mug. You know, that's all I'll say.
Well, I got to say this, that you spare no expense with your marketing, because you just don't have your good looking face on one side. You see, this is the difference. This is what separates the men from the boys here, Tim.
Yes.
Not only are you for a righty, watch this, ladies and gentlemen, I turn the mug around. Oh, wait, I'm a lefty, but now I can't see Tim's face. Oh, no. But you know what? Yes, I can. Yes, I can, because he's on both sides of the mug.
That's right. I didn't cheap out. Yes, I paid to have both sides, right? So righties and lefties, it's all good. I'm a lefty. I feel left out. No, pardon the pun, you know. So I had to have the dual side logo for the mug.
And that's the difference between contenders and pretenders. So kudos to you.
Thank you for dropping the platitude so early on the show. I appreciate that so much. And thank you for noticing. Yes. And thank you for noticing, you know, the high end swag we have here on the show. I appreciate
that.
Made from the finest
ceramics in China.
Yes, no doubt, for sure.
Yes.
Now, did you make the t-shirt list too? I forgot if I gave you a t-shirt.
Yes, I did make the t-shirt list. Yes,
okay.
I did.
Okay.
I didn't wear it today because you told me to not to dress a little more appropriate.
To dress up a little.
So I wore my daughter's University of Tennessee thing here going.
No, as always,
Tennessee, go Vols.
As always, thank you for dressing for the show. I appreciate it. Now, the last time we played, Can You Guess the Business Icon, right? You have, and again, you are an improv comedian, okay? But before that, you were NYPD, you were a police officer with New York City. So you don't have a business background per se, and you had a savant-like ability to like just name some of these business icons with, you know, because what we did, I would give, you know, clues and hints and have you guess, obviously. And I was absolutely shocked. I think it was Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, and you got it on the first one. And the first clue is always the toughest, right? And you got it. And we were all very shocked because, let's face it, you're not that sharp.
No, I'm not. I'm not the sharpest coconut in the box of crayons.
Right, exactly. So, funny, yes. Sharp, you know, business acumen. I don't know. So again, what we're trying to do here, Scott, is set the proper expectations for the audience. You know, I want to let them know who we have on today.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because people look at me and they say he's not just a comedian and he's not just a cop, because they could tell by the way I carry myself. My 1971 AMC Javelin that's parked in the driveway tells you success right off the bat.
That's a fine classic that oozes success. I can tell you that much. 19th Javelin. Wow. That brings back some, listen, when I was a kid, my grandfather passed away and I inherited his 1974 Dodge Dart. I mean,
really?
So, oh, what classic piece of crap.
Heavy metal doors and, you know, had a certain distinct smell when you got in there of the leather melting in the sun.
You know, it was
and it had those little side panels. Remember the windows on the side panels?
Yeah. Absolutely. For little ventilation.
Was, Yeah, right. Like, that was going to cool you off.
Right, you know? Right. Yeah. Yeah, it was a 1974 Dodge Dart. It was just a death mobile. But it was better than taking the bus into St. John's. So I thought I struck lotto when I got that from my grandfather. It was awesome. But yeah, I guess we're dating ourselves now. I think that's what's happening. Javelin. Wow. So all right. So the guests know that you are a resident funny man. You're the improv comedic genius that you are. All kidding aside, I've been to your shows. I've been to your dinners. You've had me on stage. It's a blast. I love seeing you guys perform live. You and Vinnie Mark. Absolutely. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. And just, you know, that kind of comedy I've always been a fan of. Improv is just, you know, stand-up is one thing. And it could be very funny, obviously. But improv to me is just like, it's a whole different experience, obviously. So...
Yeah, it's a different genre. I think it mimics more life. Or it gives you really more belly laughs in a lot of ways. I mean, there are some great stand-ups out there. You know, you have Sebastian Maniscalco, Bill Burr, you know, obviously then the one everyone knows of Romano, Kevin James, Seinfeld. But there are a lot of unknown ones that are really just belly laugh funny. But when it comes to improv, it's either good or bad, because there's a lot of bad improv out there. But if it's good, like Whose Line Is It Anyway, or the way we do it, or, you know, it's just... Because you have the ability to laugh with yourself and everybody in the audience.
Right, right.
So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And it's not just Baker and Mark, but it's also known as the quickest thinkers in comedy. Did I get that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because every bit we do, we have an audience member on stage with us, so we got to be quick.
Right. Obviously, Mark is the quick one of the duo, right? He carries you.
Yeah, I make him look good. You know, I'm not. You know, I'm just sitting there shooting. Every answer I give out is Tim Cook. Tim Cook. I've been waiting for 20 years for someone to ask me a question where the answer fit. You just have to wait.
Your timing was perfect. Finally, it paid off. Tim Cook. So, all right. So are you ready? Are you ready to play Guess the Business Icon with Scott Baker? All right. So now what we're going to do, this is the Profit Express. We're not some fly-by-night organization here, okay? And I need to have the listeners and the viewers know that this is on the up and up. So I've instructed Mr. Scott Baker to have his blindfold ready so that the listeners and the viewers know there's no shenanigans going on with Guess the Business Icon. So he's not peeking at his laptop for the answers as we're doing this. We'll have none of that on the show. And for you at home watching, play along with the game. I have four clues for each of the business icons that I want to take Mr. Baker through today and see how quick he can get these, or if we can stump him. And so while you're playing, after the second guest, we're going to have the names pop up on the screen. So again, part of the reason that Mr. Baker's being blindfolded. So you're going to get an inside track on this at home watching. All right, Scott,
am I blindfolding now?
Yeah, I was talking about the blindfold. You're supposed to be doing that. Oh my God.
I'm blindfolding now. Here we go. This is a special blindfold. Okay?
Very
this
good.
Blindfold. I cannot see anything.
That looks pretty.
I got to do another, because it'll fall off in the middle and who knows, God knows what. I feel like I'm kidnapped in the Caribbean. Okay.
You got a double knot in there? I want a double knot.
I got a double knot, yes.
Okay.
Am I facing the right way?
No, just tilt your head to the left 90 degrees. Okay, much better.
Give me a pinata because I'm ready to go. Spin me around. Here I go.
All right. So here is clue number one for Guess the Business Icon. This business icon is one of 10 children, and they have dyslexia. So it's kind of two in one. One of 10 children, big family, and this person has dyslexia.
One of 10 children, and this person has dyslexia. Mm. Oh, boy. Oh, one in 10. That's a great clue. If I knew, I'm trying to... Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have to. I'm far off on this guess because I don't remember his name, but I know he comes from a very blue collar background. He's the guy, he was on Shark Tank, but he was a guy who never got any, he never won any businesses. He never bid high enough or whatever. He is very,
you got to give us a name. That's how the game goes. You got to give us a name.
Was his name Robert? I think his name is Robert.
Do you have a last name?
No, I don't. He was a good looking guy. And I say that with a completely staunch record of heterosexuality. Not that there's anything wrong with anything else, but I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying for you. Okay.
Yes.
Robert.
He put himself together very well. He was
he's a handsome guy. Robert something. But that's not how the game is played. We don't Robert something.
I know.
All right. All right.
No, I can't.
All right. Are you ready for your second clue?
If I don't know his last name, the second clue is not
going to
help me.
I know who you're thinking of. So that you're wrong. You're wrong. I know it's Robert Herjavec. Right.
Herjavec. Yes.
Herjavec. Right. I can be mispronouncing it. I don't know. All right. So guess number one. No good. All right. Number two. This business icon sold their business for $66 million in 2001.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, $66 million in 2001. Rosie O'Donnell. No, I don't. Let me think.
Nope. 66 one of 10 million. Children, dyslexic, 10
children.
Sold
that's
her business.
The best clue.
Sold her business for $66 million.
That's the best freaking clue. I mean, the 66 million, right? With an M?
Million, yes.
Yeah, you're doing 66 billion this year. 66 million, one of 10 kids. One of 10 kids, that's the clue. That's the good clue right there. I can't think of one of 10 kids. Sold it in 2001.
Wow.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
If this game had a time clock, you'd be out of it. You'd be
I know. If this was the major leagues this year, I'd have a ball against it. Yeah. No, I don't have one. Tim Cook.
All right. No. So it's not Rob Herjavec. It's not Tim Cook. All right. Third guess. Here we go. You're going to get it, this one. All right. It's a woman. She has gone to battle against Donald Trump and won.
Oh.
Come on.
In court? That's not.
Yeah.
To battle against Donald Trump in court and won. That's not easy to do. He doesn't settle out of court.
Yeah.
She's
a heavy hitter. Yes.
She's a heavy hitter.
Right.
I
can't make this any easier for you, man.
I'm clueless. I'm absolutely clueless on this. I must be a misogynist or something, because if it's a woman and I don't know, people are going to start calling me a sexist.
All right. So that's guess number three. You pronounce it correctly, which is a little bit of a shock. So, all right. So the first guess, one of 10 children, dyslexia, sold a business for $66 million. She went, it battled against Donald Trump and won. So that was the third clue. The fourth one, now you're going to get it. She's a shark on Shark Tank.
You kidding me, Corcoran?
Yes.
I got the Shark Tank one. I got I didn't know she was one of 10.
That's what these clues are for.
And 66 million? I thought she was richer than that. I thought you had to be a billionaire to be on Shark Tank.
She's not.
She's built that 66 million into other stuff.
She's parlayed it nicely. Yeah, she's not a billionaire.
Yeah.
A hustler. And she's been on my show twice. Come on now. She's been on the Profit Express twice.
She's not up at my level. I've been on like over 10 times. She's been on twice. I mean, who is she?
Once in person, nothing. By the way. Once in person.
I've been on your show in person. I used to sit there by you. I brought donuts to the set. What did she bring? Mrs. Big Shot Billionaire. What did she bring? I brought donuts. Bearing gifts.
So what you could have done, because you're remote, you could have, my engineer Mike is like, where's the donuts? I said he cheaped out. You could have DoorDashed them or Grubhubbed them to us or something. I mean,
You didn't get them. I must go on to the, I'll wait till I make a complaint against DoorHub.
You call them and give them what for. So here is Can you guess the business icon with improv comedic genius himself, Mr. Scott Baker, who's failed miserably on the first round?
I can't believe I didn't get that one. I knew Shark Tank.
Well, listen, the clues start tough, and then they get easier at the end. Obviously, that's how we play on the Profit Express.
That was a good clue. One of 10 should have given it away. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I threw in dyslexia, so you really had two clues in one. Come on.
Yeah, that was a great clue. I just didn't. Yeah. I don't know her background. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently not. All right. So here you go. So you failed miserably the first one. So here is the second business icon. Are you ready, Mr. Baker? Okay.
I am taking a deep breath.
All right. Very nice.
It looks like
your tropical themed blindfold is still properly adhered. Okay.
Oh yeah, it is. You know, when you get kidnapped in the Caribbean, they mean business. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it looks good. So here is clue number one. She has 384 million followers on Instagram.
Kim Kardashian.
No.
Newman. She has 384 million followers on Instagram, and she is.
Well, you've already done one guess. You don't get multiple with each clue. Come on, what are you trying to cheat?
All right,
what are you doing?
Okay, all right, that's fair.
So
that's
Kim
fair.
Kim Kardashian was your first guess. Okay. Hmm? Clue number two. She has a net worth of $750 million.
All those followers, and that's not really a clue. I mean, obviously, she's a loaded, you know, woman. So that's not really a clue, Tim. I mean, you know, come on.
What, right, of like course saying, it's a clue. You know, $750 million is a large
chunk.
It's
like saying this cookie happens to be sweet. Of course it is. Well, cookie's not sweet. What? I mean, you know, we know she's rich. What difference does it make how much she has?
Well, you got $50 million rich or $750 million. There's a big difference there, Mr. Baker.
Not to me. not to someone who's, you know, not if someone's, you know, playing blindfold on the Profit Express.
Wait, what are you saying about the Profit Express? What are you saying?
$750 million. You think you'd have me blindfolded on the Profit Express, looking like I'm a Caribbean hostage in 1979? I don't think so. Let's see, $750 million. And she, what was the first clue? She got 384 million followers. That's $2 a follower about on Instagram. Who's a woman follower who's a woman millionaire and it's a business.
Yes.
It's a business here.
This is guest of business icon. I mean, did you not hear that part of it? Come on.
Well, I know, but she's a celebrity and just was like, you know.
No. This person is an entrepreneur. Absolutely.
She's an entrepreneur, and she's got that's a lot of followers there. Oh, Paris Hilton.
No. That was a bad guess. That was.
Oh, yeah, she's broke. Yeah, she doesn't have any followers, and she's broke.
I don't know if she's broke with the followers. She's got the Hilton money, but that was not a good guess. All right, we're two down. Number three. So 384 million Instagram followers. She's worth $750 million, and she's a cosmetic entrepreneur.
I know she's that. Of course she is. Of course she's a cosmetic entrepreneur.
Oh, you know that, and you're still guessing. Okay, like you.
Where else are you going to make $750 million? It's got to be a residual business. Like people keep buying stuff, and you get followers, and they keep looking at your stuff. I mean, that's a. You're giving me gimmies. You're not giving me helpful ones. Let me see. She's an icon. She's got all the followers with the makeup because I really follow that and I really put makeup on every day. So that helps. Who's putting on makeup? Who's just came up with a big makeup? She's got all these followers. No, she's too old to have all those followers. I don't think she's old, but she didn't come out with the followers came on. I was going to say, this is not an official guess. I'm talking out loud.
No. It doesn't. No. You can't utter something. If you say something out loud, it's an official guess.
I can't take a time out and step to the side of a sideball like in court.
No, there's no sideball.
Like, can I approach the bench?
It's not how this game is played. You don't get to call a friend. You don't. No, it's none of that. This is hardcore. This is the Profit Express. Come on.
boy, you're tougher than you're like the real deal. Like, you're not like those clowns over at Fox and CNN. You actually are. You have integrity. All right, let's see what we got here. See, I hit both sides of the political aisle there, but I saw that.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Because we're impartial here.
I did my woke thing. I did my woke thing.
Yes, we're impartial. Right. We don't care. So you're three down.
All right, I got to take this. Christy Brinkley.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You are really. Did you have your coffee yet today? I mean, we're recording this. It's like, you know, 5:30. No, forget. No, come on. You. All right, this is the next. This is the last one. So you're on the verge of being 0-2. Here's the fourth and final clue, Mr. Baker.
Okay.
Can you guess the business icon? She is not the richest sister in her family.
Oh, see, now you're not fair. Because I said Kim Kardashian. Fair. No, you're not, because it's the other Kardashian.
It's not another Kardashian, but she's a sister. Now I'm giving you a fifth freaking freebie clue.
So she's a Kardashian.
You guess Kim, and it's incorrect.
Right. So it's her sister.
And what's her name?
Mrs. Kardashian.
No, actually, she's not a Kardashian, but she's a sister. She's a stepsister.
Oh, right. She's the Chloe. Is it her name, Chloe?
Nope. That's Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe Kardashian. Right. Chris, Kim.
There's two others. There's two others.
The other one's the now she's not, she's, I don't know, how does that even work?
What's a stepsister?
Yeah, stepsister, but I don't remember. I don't know. Billboards.
Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner. It's the same freaking thing. It's part of the money and the makeup and the followers and the yelling and the screaming and the fighting over stuff.
The first guess was a good guess at Kim Kardashian. You were oh so close, but as the game progressed, the wheels fell off Scott Baker and you fell off the tracks and into the ravine. Christy Brinkley, Paris Hilton. Oh man, you were so close. You were so close.
Here's my legitimate reasoning, because Kim Kardashian, right? She's, you know, very loaded, but I don't wear makeup. So I figured maybe she's the richest one. She's the most well-known. But you say Kylie Jenner.
All right. You're 0-2.
She's very bright. She's very bright. When I see her talking on about stuff, she's not as drama queen as the others, unless I'm mistaken. You know, but she's got a whole business going there.
You're already 0-2. And the chances of you getting this third one are, we might as well just go 0-3. We might just go 0-3. All right. So here's the third business icon in, can you guess the business icon with none other than Scott Baker here on the Profit Express?
Tim Cook.
No. So here is clue number one. He started his career as a real estate developer. It's a tough one.
He started his career, which means he's not a real estate developer anymore.
It's a little bit of an assumption, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, he may not be developing, but he's just, he started his as a real estate developer. You should have got some more exciting people, like the guy from Jersey Mike's or something. that guy, he's exciting. He started at a sandwich shop, you know. Well, the guy from ServiceNow, he's a very bright guy too. Guy Bill something. That guy's amazing.
Let me go to the second clue. I'm just going to skip to the second clue. As of March this year, so very recent, and this is according to Forbes, his net worth was $208.1 billion with a B, billion.
Warren Buffett.
Not a bad guess, but no.
Okay, but now you gave me something I can really work with.
Yes.
So he started as a real estate developer.
Yeah.
So it couldn't be the other, because he didn't start as a real estate developer. The other guy that I'm thinking of. And I don't know if the other guy did, because he was so poor when he started Amazon. So it couldn't be him.
Is that your guess? You're saying?
I mean, that's crazy money, but I don't, Elon Musk didn't start as a developer and neither did, Jeff Bezos at Amazon.
At least now your neurons are starting to fire with some decent guesses, at least.
Yeah. Well, these are normal people you're giving me with, like, you know, this, you know, I mean, Kylie Jenner. I don't watch that crappy show.
She's worth $750 million. That's iconic. What are you talking about? Come on.
No, it is. Iconic. She is, but I'm not dating her. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, we know that. So wait. All right. Here's guess number three. Here's clue number three. Real estate developer, $208.1 billion, and here's number three. He is wealthier than Elon Musk. So I eliminated one for you.
Yeah. So he can't be a guy in the United States then. He's not a guy in the United States. He's got to be, that Russian guy is pretty rich, and the Saudi guy is pretty rich, but I don't know their names.
Yeah, that kind of makes this game not so good.
Yeah, so if I can get the country's not on the menu today.
Yeah, the guy from Russia, Tim. Although you are right, he's not American.
He's not American.
That's another freebie
clue.
From
Russia. He's the guy who owned the Brooklyn Nets. I don't know if he's
not him.
Though.
No. This guy can't even come close. You want the fourth clue? Do you want the fourth clue?
I was going to say, if it's a guy from Mexico, I'm not going to guess his name either, but I know he's
Carlos Slim. Yeah. No, him. Ain't him. I like how you just throw in all these additional guests. You break the rules here more than any other participant on Guess the Business Icon. All right? I'm just saying.
Here's the thing, if you haven't figured it out. I don't want people to know I'm a complete moron. So what I do is I keep throwing this thing out, so they're going, oh, well, you guy knows somebody from Mexico. He's going to be that dumb. You know, he knows a guy. Oh, well, he knows a guy from Saudi Arabia. He throws a country out.
So, all right. Like, so now he's wealthier than Elon Musk. He's worth $208 billion. Now this is going to give it away. He's the CEO of the world's largest luxury brand, LVMH.
The Virgin guy.
No, God. Oh, God. LVMH, Louis Vuitton, Moet Hennessy. It's the world's largest.
Louis Vuitton, that's the guy?
It's the CEO, and yeah, that's who it is. Do you know the guy's name?
Louis Vuitton.
No, Louis. Oh, my God.
Louis Vuitton.
You kill me, Smalls.
That's the guy.
No, Louis Vuitton is the brand that makes up, you know, as part of the brand, like Moet Hennessy, Louis Vuitton, all these high-end luxury brands that's under his
right. So it's Moet Hennessy. That's the guy. He's from France.
No, the guy is from France.
He made his money in champagne.
No.
Moet.
Well, yeah, no. Yes, it is part of it now. Yes, as is Louis Vuitton.
Okay.
All right. So do you have any idea?
No.
That was a good one. Man, you remember those drinks back in the day? Oh, my God.
Remember, I still have them.
Those wine coolers, weren't they? The Bartles and James? Oh, my God.
Bartles and James. That's right.
Oh, man. All right. You want me to tell you? You'll be 0-3. Okay.
Yes.
Bernard Arnault.
I would never have gotten that.
He's the world's richest man, so you can't say it's not, you know, I mean, come on.
No, yeah, but I mean, that's crazy. I never heard of him. I could be sitting next to him having eggs in a diner and I wouldn't even know him. How crazy is that? How crazy. I would say pass the salt, sir. And these guys were $220 billion.
Listen, I gave you Barbara Corcoran, who's a layup. I mean, she's been on the show twice.
That was a great clue. That really was a great clue. And so was the Kardashian one. I just don't follow that. But I was in that ballpark.
You were so close.
I was a bee pollinating a flower. And all of a sudden, something came along and I went to another flower. You know, that's how close I was. I was circling the flower. Right. You know?
All right. Here's the last
one. This is why I had no clue.
You got to guess.
Was this guy Arnault? Arnault was this guy?
Bernard Arnault. World's richest man currently. You know, that always changes year to year. Musk, Bezos, Arnault, they kind of flip and flop each year. Well, I'm a little further down. You don't always see me in the top 10.
Well, you're climbing the rungs one by one.
I'm modest. I'm not a showboater. You know me. I like to kind of pull back a little
bit. You're humble. You're humble and kind, like very. You're very Tim McGraw. You know, the longest journeys start with one step, Tim. So you're
that's right.
You'll get there.
Listen, these mugs are profitable. I sell a hell of a lot of these mugs. You know, they just it adds up.
Sure, sure. You sell 10 more, you'll have 10 sold.
That's right. Now, okay, I don't want to shut you out. I'm actually pulling for you because you're doing terribly.
I'm close.
And the last time you did so much better. I mean, really.
Last time I was following business because the economy was so much better. So I was following it. You know, which is frustrating following.
Those sound like excuses to me. Those sound like excuses.
They are. They are.
Right. Here is clue number one.
Tim Cook.
Nope. During World War I,
uh-huh.
He lied about his age and became a Red Cross ambulance driver.
Uh-huh.
That's the clue.
That's the clue?
Yes.
World War I, he lied and became a Red Cross ambulance driver, and I'm supposed to guess that he's a tycoon.
Yes. All right, we'll move on. All right,
I'll take a guess. I got to take a guess. So World War I, he's a World War I veteran.
Yeah.
He's a tycoon.
Yep.
He lied about his age so he could drive an ambulance. And he went on to be, a tycoon in business and industry. Lee Iacocca.
No.
Okay.
No. All right. At least somewhat. Yeah. Okay. Next clue.
You didn't expect that.
Yeah. Although ironically, Lee Iacocca was a very interesting guess. But okay, we continue. He was born in Illinois and worked a variety of jobs, including paper cup salesman and musician.
We're going to rule out Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. He's dead. I'll give you that. He's dead. No longer alive.
Well, figure he drove an ambulance in World War I, Tim.
Right.
I mean, I could do math in my head. Unless he's 134 years old, I'm pretty sure he is dead. What did you say? Was it a paper cup salesman?
A paper cup salesman and musician were some of his, jobs early on.
And he was from Illinois.
Correct.
Walton.
Okay. Now you're giving halfway decent guesses. You're wrong, but your guesses are improving. your guesses are improving.
Okay.
Christy Brinkley and Paris Hilton was just god awful, but at least your guesses are getting better. All right. So here's number three. You're gonna get it with this one. I certainly hope.
Rosie O'Donnell. No. Okay.
I certainly hope, but this may be your last appearance on the show. It was his all right, pay attention. It was his job as a milkshake mixer salesman that led to his eventual fortune.
Are you kidding me?
What?
That guy?
Yes.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, from the movie The Founder. I didn't know he was a World War I guy.
Well, haven't given me his name yet. But the movie's correct.
You want me to give you his name? You're gonna make me give you his name.
You bet.
You don't believe me that I know it.
No, I do not.
How about if I get it, will you give me double credit so at least I have respectability?
No.
Well, I don't know what's my incentive to give the guy's name, Mr. Ray Kroc.
Yeah!
Oh!
Thank God.
That's right. He was a paper cup salesman. I didn't know he was from Illinois, though. I forgot that.
Yes.
Yeah, but he was a paper cup salesman. That's right.
And the movie.
And I had no idea he was a World War I vet.
Neither did I. I found that one out today when I was doing a little bit of research for the Profit Express here. But you know what?
Just out of curiosity, what would have been the fourth clue?
Was it that he owned
the San Diego Padres?
There you go. He owned the San Diego Padres from 1974 to 1984 when he died. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was the owner of the San Diego Padres.
Yeah. I'll give you something else that maybe you do or don't. You probably know it, though. I don't know if the listeners know.
Go.
He almost failed at McDonald's. And the only reason that it really turned around to be a success, because he was giving away too much to the franchisees. So it wasn't until he they became landlords to the McDonald's where it started to pay off.
Yes.
So
yes.
They were collecting the rent on the leases.
See, now you really can impress people with your knowledge as long as the business icon has a movie made about them and you can watch a movie instead of like reading a book, for example. But
reading is, Kylie Jenner gets a movie made about her, I'm there,
But I mean,
a movie that family can watch, not whatever they're doing.
Well, they've made them, or her sister made some movies.
They've made their movies.
Oh, yeah. No, but listen to this. With Ray Kroc, the movie The Founder. Great. If you haven't seen that, I know you've seen it, but I'm saying you who watching, listening to the show today, that is an awesome movie. And, he doesn't come across as the nicest guy. He's...
Right. But that could be Hollywood. We don't know. That could be for dramatic effect or something, We don't really know. Yeah. There's a lot of movies like that. Like Cinderella Man, they made Max Baer out to be this terrible guy, and he was a very good guy, actually.
Yeah. Well, all right, listen, you could take the blindfold off.
I'm getting used to it. You mind if I keep it off for the rest of the show?
No, not at all. So...
freedom! Woo!
Now, don't stand up too quickly because your eyes may be dilating or something. I don't want you to fall and hurt
right
yourself.
Right in here. I got to lower the lights a little bit. Let me see if that'll work for a second. Wait a minute. Is that all right? Is that okay? Or is it too dark?
No, you look great.
Okay.
The shine off the top of your head is plenty. God, plenty.
I know. Look at Babalu. Now I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I screwed up the three questions. How many did I miss? Three?
You went 1 for 4. So you got 25%. Failing grade.
It depends what you're talking about. Because from the major leagues, I'm signing a $3 million a year contract.
Well, you didn't even bat 300. I mean, you batted 250 at 1 for 4.
Who's batting 300 in the major leagues now? This is not the 1970s. You don't got to bat 300. You just got to you gotta get a hit once in a while.
Thankfully. I knew you weren't going to get Bernard Arnault. I knew that. I thought Cochran, and you're going to get Ray Kroc. I threw Kylie Jenner in there, and you were also close. Jenner, so far,
Cochran, I should have gotten. Because I just didn't know that she was one of 10. Or if I did, I forgot it.
Very disappointing.
But I should have got.
Very disappointing.
I'm disappointed in that one.
The listeners, the fans. It's you took a little bit of a blemish today. A little bit of a blemish.
Hmm.
But if you are willing to come back, we can do this all over again with a whole new set of business icons. I'll give you a chance to redeem yourself.
Oh yeah, I want another shot at it.
How is that? Is that fair? I'll give you another shot.
I want a shot at the title.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen,
and I'm going to switch blindfolds though, because that one was a bad luck one.
Yeah. Burn that one, please. Mr. Baker, it is a pleasure having you back on the show.
I always have a great time, Tim. Seriously, I appreciate the friendship. You're a good guy.
Let's not push it. I mean, we're making a lot of assumptions here.
But that's what it says on the script to read. Here, it says it right here. End of show. Tell Tim he's a good guy and you appreciate the friendship. I read it verbatim.
Did I? I must have forgotten I sent you that email. Okay. Well, thank you very much. As always, Scott Baker, he is certainly one of our fan favorites here on the show. He's one half of Baker and Mark improv comedy team. How can they follow you? How can they, follow where you guys will be performing? What's the website, Scott?
You can go really get us, catch us on Facebook at Country at either bakerandmark.com or countryclubcomedyshows.com or quickestthinkersandcomedy.com. They all go to the same link.
You're all over. Liz, if anybody has a chance to see you guys perform live, do it. It is a lot of fun. And I'm speaking from experience. Scott, thanks so much for being on board today, my friend.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for having me. Tell everyone in your family to say hello. All right.
Likewise, bye. Buddy. Thanks. And this is The Profit Express. Excuse me. And so we have wrapped up our latest edition of Can You Guess the Business Icon? And yeah, Mr. Baker really just dropped the ball on that one. But listen, we're going to have him back. We're going to give him a chance to redeem himself because I know he's got a better performance. And until next time, remember, be on the alert. Each and every Wednesday, we're dropping great, entertaining, fun shows like today to help you win the battle for business. Until next time.